court case at 120 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. Stand up, Mr. Jones. This court has heard all about your crimes and all about you. Hearing the evidence given during your trial, I have come to a strong view about you as a man and about your future. You are a man fallen from grace. You were a teacher, a man trusted by the community, accorded a good deal of respect by your colleagues and the parents of the children you taught. You were, by all accounts, a good, caring, and successful teacher. But away from the classroom, a quite different Mr. Jones was lurking in the darker corners of your existence. You were raised in a religious family, and you were well educated. You knew right from wrong, and had the verbal and intellectual skills to find proper solutions to your problems. It is with that in mind that I find your crimes all the more perverse. Had it not been for a police intercept, you would perhaps not have been caught. You covered your tracks with the intelligence of an educated man. But it is testament to the excellent work of our law enforcement officers that even educated criminals will be brought to justice. You sought out your victims and spent extensive periods of time carrying out what can only be described as rigorous planning. You followed their movements, built up a picture of their daily lives, and then charted the possible locations and times. In order to carry out your heinous acts. Exactly who paid you, who your clients were, remains a mystery. You have done yourself no favours in withholding these details. You were what I believe is called a hitman. You trained in the armed forces before becoming a teacher, and you used your former military contacts to acquire unregistered weapons and specialist bullets. You lay in wait for your targets to appear where you knew they would appear, and then you killed them. Like dominoes on a table, they fell. The lives you have left in tatters beggars belief. 10 people in total died as a result of your actions, and many more lives altered forever as a result of your greed. For money and lack of moral scruples. On you, Mr. Jones, I have no pity. The more deeply I look beyond the surface, the more sinister you seem to become. This is something I rarely have the displeasure to witness first hand. You are an immense danger to society. In some ways, you are more dangerous than a standard murderer. I say this because a murderer will go out and kill for their own reasons. You, however, kill for other people. You are a tool for the dark dreams of others. You made it possible for people with grudges to realize fantasies that they would not have had the nerve to have done themselves. So, what am I to do?